Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for joining this conversation with the priestess. On this episode, we're going to dive into some Reddit stories where an amulet and a necklace causes all the family drama. So let's hit this family drama sector. Hit the music.
Ooh, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. Yeah, you're beautiful. So beautiful.
The amulet necklace drama. This drama has split my family in half and is currently still going on. When I, 17, was a kid, my dad's mother gave me a necklace with a picture of my grandfather, who had passed away, but due to me being so young, it was stashed away safely in my parents' room. Years later, after my grandmother's death, my other grandmother from my mother's side requested to lend the necklace and was allowed to under agreement that she would return it. A week later, when my mom asked for it back, my grandmother stated that she had no idea where it was. Just a week ago, my older niece, 21, came to visit, and she was wearing the exact necklace that we thought we had lost. I was very young when I had received the necklace, so I wasn't aware of how it looked like, but my mother had noticed. When my niece was confronted with this, she lied that she had received the necklace from her other grandmother, but later, when my mother asked both her and her mother, my aunt, for the truth, they admitted that my mom's mother had given them the necklace. They are refusing to hand it back, and my grandmother is throwing a hissy fit that nobody cares about her, even though she had no right to hand away the only thing of my grandpa and other grandmother. Now, I've seen situations like this with family over certain heirlooms or certain items of family members who are now ancestors. However, the fact that this particular aunt or this particular grandmother had the unmitigated gall to ask for it on loan and then act like she lost it, but in reality, she gave it to her niece, her grandchild or the original poster's niece, and refuses to give it back. At this point, baby, it seems like it's a whole lot of manipulation and bullshit going on. But I really feel like they should just hand over the necklace and have just told the truth from the jump, and it wouldn't be all of this. And I don't really understand what it is with families when people pass on and people obtaining certain property or certain items of the deceased. I've never understood why people want to fight over that, especially if there is a will. Like, I don't know the dynamics or the relationship between them, but honey, I wish you all the best, because especially when people die, death of loved ones brings out the worst in family members. I'm sending love, light, and energy to y'all. Let's jump to the next Reddit story in the family drama sector. I yelled at my husband's uncle, and now I caused a huge family fight. My husband's uncle is 6 years older than him, so more like a cousin than an uncle. However, he is extremely selfish. He expects everyone in the family to drop whatever they are doing at his beck and call. He can't seem to hold down a job for more than a few months. He lives off whatever woman, his mom, girlfriend's wife, that will support him. He's going through a nasty divorce and isn't allowed to see his kids right now. Apparently, his ex had to call the cops several times because she was worried about her safety. Anyway, he is constantly guilt-tripping my husband. We live over an hour away, yet he expects us to attend every single event, party, get-together, lunch that he comes up with. We also have two small children. We just can't. He calls and texts my husband and makes him feel terrible at least monthly. For some reason, my husband just placates him and makes nice to avoid conflict because he's known to get nasty. Let me put a pause right there. This sounds like one of them relatives that they love taking advantage of people, or they just love playing the role of the victim and just whatever toxic, narcissistic thing that they can come up with. And it seems like with the husband's uncle, this is a behavior that has been fostered, something that has been going on since childhood with them. And apparently the parents have enabled this behavior. And I feel sorry for the OP's husband, because I've had relatives that have done that type of shit to me. I've had people do that type of shit to me. And when people get nasty, when you say no or that you can't, you just have to move on and go no contact with them type of people. I'm gonna keep reading. Tonight, I had enough. He was sending my husband mean texts again. My grandma died this week and I just was having a hard time. I lost it. I called him up and said, "Listen, you low-life scumbag, I'm sick of you guilting us. Leave us the fuck alone." Then I hung up. I feel terrible. He's now bad-mouthing me to the family, which they pretty much told him to leave it alone. But he's been attacking everyone. I shouldn't have done it. It's out of character for me to scream at somebody. I just couldn't take it anymore. My husband is upset with me. He says I shouldn't have done it, even though he agrees he was being taken advantage of. I just feel so shitty. Baby, don't feel bad for you reaching your breaking point and for going off on him. I know that you didn't want to yell at him, but baby, you're going through the loss of a loved one, and then this asshole over here, is just attacking everybody, doing all kind of nasty, dumb shit, because you actually stood up and told him, "Look, can you stop guilt tripping me? Can you stop bothering me and my husband? We're over here living peacefully. Go fix your shit." Now, yelling at him, maybe that shouldn't have been, but sometimes, baby, you gotta match energy. Sometimes you have to get down and dirty and meet them on their level. You want to be nasty with me? I can be just as nasty. If you want to be petty, I can be just as petty, but within reason. Now, I understand that your husband may be upset. Yes, because thinking about it, your husband is going to have to deal with his uncle or relative being an asshole. But baby, don't feel bad. But also just process your feelings with that and set that boundary. But the fact that the family is telling him to leave it alone, how about telling him to stop being an asshole and get some type of emotional intelligence and emotional maturity about yourself and go to therapy and get some fucking help? Because there's no reason you as a grown ass man cannot stand on your own. No reason at all. So it really sounds like he's a master manipulator, and that he likes to guilt trip people. And as one thing I say, sometimes you have to say fuck family when they try you. Sometimes you do have to say fuck family. So baby, don't feel bad about that. Fuck him and move on. Let's read this next story right here.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Who is right? I have been married 17 years. My dad died 2 years ago. 3 months after he died, I didn't feel like going to dinner with my husband's family, so I stayed home. They decided it was time to sit down and tell him everything they hated about me. They said I was ornery and wouldn't talk to anyone. Depression maybe? My dad just freaking died. They said my daughter walked past a picture of herself and said, I hate myself in that picture. So they told him I shame and give my kids body issues. I heard her say that about the pic as well. I asked her why, and she said she hated the way her hair was fixed because it was too tight, and she remembered getting a headache. They said I am a controlling wife and mother and am a narcissist because every time my super annoying sister-in-law talks to them, my kids look at me before they answer her. They totally do because she asks them the stupidest questions. They are teenagers and she talks to them in a baby voice. Gag. So we just have this look we give each other like, please save me, LOL. I am familiar with the please save me look. I have done this at family gatherings and I have done this in my adulthood when me and my friends go out and I'm pestered by some guy that does not want to be out of my space. My husband came home and told me that they said all of this about me and that they told him he should divorce me. I said, well, if you agree with them, then there's the door. He said he didn't, and he was just confused because they ambushed him and he didn't know what to say. We move on and get over it. I continue to do things with the in-laws. 6 months later, the very next time I decide to not go to dinner, they do it again. Now I am fuming. I will have nothing to do with them. I haven't seen them in 9 months. They keep texting my husband asking him to bring the kids over to see him. My daughter can drive. She hasn't visited them once. They are not nice grandparents, so I felt it was good of us to try and be around them anyway before they did all this crap. So the disagreement between me and my husband is if they should be allowed to see our kids. My older kids don't care if they ask to go see them. I have no problem. They are old enough to decide. And funny, they haven't asked once. My little likes to go over because she has a favorite cousin. When the cousins are over, my husband will take her and she plays and comes home, but has also never asked to specifically go visit her grandparents. He thinks that every time they call and text to see them, he should take them over. I tell him I don't want our kids around people who are fine with and support breaking up our marriage. I think that they will say stuff to our kids and try to get them on their side. He says he doesn't think they will do that and that they should get to have a relationship with their grandkids. I don't agree. I don't think if you treat your grandkids' mother like a piece of shit, you shouldn't expect to get the same privileges as you did before. So who is right? What are your opinions or advice? Thanks. I will say this. Number one, your husband needs to do a better job of defending you to your in-laws. And he needs to set up that boundary and protect you if he is your husband and he loves you as he says he does. Now, for you as a mother, I understand you wanting to protect the youngest child because in situations like this, you have family members that will say things to your kid and make comments to your kids. I've seen this and I've experienced this firsthand with warring family members. However, I agree with you not contacting or being around your in-laws, especially if they're seeing these things behind your back. And my concern is for your youngest. Now, the oldest kids, hopefully they see things as they are and they see what is going on. Now, I would say the oldest ones, let them know, hey, I don't mind you going to see your grandparents. But when they start with all that negativity and start talking about your father and me, leave. Tell them, hey, you know, you're talking about my mom, you're talking about my dad, and I don't appreciate that. And have them leave. You really don't want that toxicity around you or your family. You don't really need that. And I don't understand why some people are just bitter people. Especially when someone gets married, like, I don't know. But honey, I feel that you're doing the right thing. I feel that you're right in not wanting to contact your in-laws and letting your older kids decide. Now, I will say you do have a point. Every time your in-laws ask, your husband do not have to skip across town to see their asses. They can come see y'all. So if it's more of you and your husband making efforts in certain areas, then it's time to pull back. And I'm going to leave it alone after this. Y'all, thank y'all for listening in to these Reddit stories. Y'all tweet me and inbox me at talk2priestess@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts. And if you have Reddit stories, or if you have things that you want to share with me and get my insight on, inbox me at talk2priestess@gmail.com. So y'all live, love, and be free. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on anywhere where you're listening to this podcast. Live, love, and be free. Smooches.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.